I hate losing.
It's gonna hurt. It's not gonna be easy. You're gonna get knocked down, eliminated, humiliated. MJ went through that. LeBron went through that. All those things is part of being great.
You cannot keep me down.
Fight to the flex on him, Giannis.
We are built for this. Job is not done.
You cannot keep me down.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get it, people. What they want.
We have game five tomorrow night at 9 p.m. in the NBA Finals after Chris Paul was an absolute world beater to close out the Clippers and to dominate game one and game two. He has fallen off significantly, Mr. Rose. What is on the line in game five for Chris Paul?
To whom much is given, much is required. And I appreciate this playoff run validated for so many the all-time greatness of Chris Paul, recognizing him as a terrific leader, playmaker, how he keeps his turnovers down, and how he reinvented himself regardless of where he was playing. New Orleans, the Clippers, Houston, OKC, and now the Phoenix Suns. This year, he was fourth on my MVP ballot. This year, he's led the Phoenix Suns to the NBA Finals. I believe at this point of his career, unlike the NFL, where a 43-year-old Tom Brady can win a Super Bowl with a torn ACL, this is the NBA. And Chris Paul has a lot of great years of playing left, and he deserves to get a big contract this offseason. And at some point, he'll be working here, probably doing this show with you and replacing me, because he's going to be that good at this if he wants to. But unlike Giannis, this is his final best time playing the way he plays with the level of physicality and how the game continues to change, leading a team to the finals at its quote unquote best player. It took 16 years to get to this point. So what's at stake? Everything. The entire 16 years that he's worked for this opportunity, he's missed shots. His turnovers have been up. Drew Holiday has done an amazing job of locking him down, picking him up, three-quarter court. And so now if you're Chris Paul, you return home, you need to embody some of the magic that, as you mentioned, he had in a closeout game versus the Clippers. He had in game one in this series. And I think he redeems himself playing in front of his home fans.
A couple things. I believe Tom Brady had torn MCL. Also, you will never be replaced on this program by Chris Paul. Chris Paul is too demanding of a teammate. I don't want to get yelled at. And number three, I think you touched on it. Like, is he injured? Or is it just that Drew Holiday is just putting so much on him defensively? Drew Holiday has defended him really, really well. And another thing is, when you put up his numbers again, when you look at these numbers, the comparison between game six against the Clippers, game one, game two in the finals, and game three and game four, look at that bottom line.
I can tell you how
that's
I feel.
15 turnovers in three games versus two turnovers in two games. And whether that's an injury or whether that's Drew Holiday, we will find out tomorrow night.
About
but of course,
night and day,
we have to turn our attention to someone who has been even more dominant than Chris Paul in these finals, and that is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He is just absolutely dominant in the restricted area on offense and defense with this huge block to keep the Suns from tying the game in the final seconds of the fourth quarter. Jalen, what do you think about Giannis looking forward to game five?
He's putting together an all-time great NBA Finals run if his team goes on to win the championship. They started this series 0-2 as well. And unlike many, I just came on here and said, they're going to go home and win both games. And that's what they did. And so now this is a vastly different series because Giannis has figured out something. Basket or a foul basketball. Layup or dunk basketball. And it helps when you're making your free throws, because you're a lot more confident driving. And you're also getting Aiden in foul trouble. And they're dramatically smaller. And frankly, as we know, Kaminsky pun, just not as good. And so you need to keep Aiden on the floor if you're the Phoenix Suns. And if you're Giannis, keep doing what you're doing so you can keep getting what you're getting. Dominance in the restricted area in the paint offensively. It's okay to take one or two heat check threes. It's okay to take two or three step back one legs like Dirk. But I need to see 90% of his offense going towards the rim. And while we're talking about getting Aiden in foul trouble, you know what else Giannis did besides the amazing block at the rim and the steal he got at the beginning of the fourth that led to a breakaway and the run out that a seven-footer did and kicked it over to Pat Connaughton for a three? He locking down Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
In the last couple of series, Aiden, you know, was putting up his offensive numbers. He's still getting his board, and the young fella's progressing. But not getting to the line in particular is something they're going to need for him to do. And I believe, like Chris Paul, he also is going to respond in front of his home fans.
Well, one of the storylines about the Bucks, one of the sort of reputation that the Bucks have earned over the course of the past few seasons is that they don't adjust in series. Well, they have made adjustments. They're taking less Lopez and more Giannis at the five, so there's more Giannis on Aiden, which I believe has led to his production fall off a little bit because Giannis is just such a menace on the defensive end and the offensive end. Now, Jalen, we also have to talk about what Chris Middleton did in game four, because the Bucks' offense will go as Chris Middleton goes because Giannis is so consistent and dominant. We kind of expect not much from Jrue Holiday anymore, but Chris Middleton went off in game four. Can he stay hot in game five?
I believe he can stay hot in game five, but the problem is his game hasn't always traveled on the road, and also his productivity is vastly lower when they lose. You mentioned, I know that Giannis is gonna bring it every night if he's healthy. He's gonna give me 30 plus. He's gonna give me the boards. He's gonna give me the blocks and the steals. Middleton is definitely the key. And you mentioned their coaching staff and adjustments. For anybody that's paying attention to the Milwaukee Bucks, let me teach you guys something. Here's the number one adjustment that Bud made this year. He put the ball in Middleton's hands in clutch situations. Mm-hmm. Remember the last couple of years, I was like, hey, Jacoby, I don't like Giannis taking these long strides from the three-point line, basically with four guys standing at the three-point line or on the baseline trying to have your seven-footer initiate offense constantly for everybody else. That's what's unlocked their attack. That's why they're in the NBA Finals. And so, also, when Middleton scores 30 plus, they're 5-0. That's an X factor, sir. If he goes on the roll and he gets 30 in game five, then the Bucks are gonna win. That's what we're looking at in this series.
And we rightfully have celebrated Giannis for that block and for his play in game two, three, and four. However, if a couple balls bounced another way and the Suns won game four, all we'd be talking about is Devin Booker's bounce back performance. He had three field goals in game three and he was on fire in game four. Can he continue that heat into game five and get them a win at home?
Absolutely. And Jay Crossover was on the show earlier this week and we talked about it, how they're playing at all phases. I told you this so many times off wax, Jacoby. I like watching basketball, and it doesn't look like come across half court and the first person that gets the longest three-point shot shoots it with 20 seconds to go on the clock. They're actually working exhausting possessions. You get one pick and roll. Okay, D-Book's at the top. Guys are cutting. Guys are moving. They're not just perched out there. That's how Middleton is getting his offense. You see how he's navigating, taking his time? That's what D-Book was doing in the mid-range at three. But here's the problem for the Suns. That's the D-Book of the bubble. And they went 8-0, but they weren't in the finals. And they didn't make the playoffs. And so there has to be a recipe of him getting that level of aggression, but still allowing Cam Johnson to get going. Cameron Payne to force the tempo. Jay Crowder to make some shots. Feed the big fella Ayton down low. That's what makes the Phoenix Suns the best potential team in the NBA. They do it as a collective. And I looked up at the scoreboard at the end of three quarters, basically. D-Book was sitting on 30-plus, and he was the only guy in double figures. And lastly, he had 38 going into the fourth. He got in foul trouble and only scored like four more points. So he also, along with Ayton, has to stay out of foul trouble.
That's a good point. Jalen, I cannot wait to see game five tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I also can't wait to see what you wear on countdown at 8:30 leading up to the game. Right now it is time for Soft Mover Bossman. Jalen, someone paid $28 million in an auction to go to space with Jeff Bezos. However, said he couldn't make it. Or they couldn't make it. Said they wouldn't be able to make it because they have scheduling conflicts. Soft Move or Boss Move, missing your $28 million flight to space because you've got other things to do.
This is a soft move. Like, it's one thing for the average person to, like, walk over a penny or feel like you're too big to pick up a quarter. See, I'm the kind of guy that likes momentum. So I'll pick up that quarter, and then all of a sudden I fall into $5, and then it becomes $1 million. I'm disappointed that he will waste this kind of money, number one. But number two, they are probably scared, dog. Because in that visual right there, we can go in space as a show, except you're going to represent the both of us because I'm going to stay on the ground.
I think that's important. I hope he gets a rain check. Like, I hope this isn't a non-refundable $28 million ticket because I definitely would be going later. I might go to space one day, but I'm not going to be the first one in space. Like, I need to see that thing up and down a few times. I need to see that go up and down a few times before you get me in there, and I'm definitely not paying $28 million. I would balk at paying $28 for that. Jalen, we have Bradley Beal. Not eligible to make the trip to Tokyo to play for Team USA. There's some controversy about who should replace him. We've got our suggestions. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. You're watching Jalen Jacoby. Live from the Seaport District of New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Team USA is in trouble. The latest is that both Bradley Beal and Kevin Love will need to be replaced on the roster. Jeremy Grant is in quarantine, and Middleton, Booker, and Holiday are playing in the finals right now. Jalen, they have to replace at least two spots. Who and how do you think they should do so?
So Middleton, Booker, and Holiday, the first two guys, and I could be wrong, win or lose, after a compressed 72-game season and playing in the NBA Finals, knowing that the season's going to start in October, I wouldn't be surprised if D-Book and Middleton opt out. I didn't put Drew Holiday in that category because I know his wife is an Olympic athlete. So there may be something extra special going on with him wanting to be a part of that. But I wouldn't be surprised if he followed suit with the other two guys. As it relates to the guys dropping out, they had a chance to go after Trae Young, for example, right? I saw his post about Isaiah Thomas, the legend bad boy, not making the team. And his post was basically, you know, I didn't make the team because it wasn't because I wasn't good enough.
I fit the criteria.
Reminiscent of Isaiah should have been on the original Dream Team. So because of his ascension and his play in the playoffs this year, Trae Young will be on the next roster going forward. And the guy overseeing it, Grant Hill, I'm pretty sure going to make sure who's a part owner of the Hawks, and rightfully so. But for this year's team, some of the names getting thrown out there, they can definitely use some shooting. Other than Trae Young, other than Klay Thompson, the best catch and shoot guy the last couple of years has been the Miami Heat's Duncan Robinson, my fellow Michigan Wolverine. He may get a call. What about Christian Wood? I had you watching Pistons games 70 through 80, so we can hopefully get to know Christian Woods, and then we lost him. Mm-hmm. And then we lost him.
Jalen, you know who I think needs to be on this team?
Julius Randle or the Knicks?
Julius Randle needs to be on this team after the season that he had. He needs to be on this team, not just because he can help bring home the gold. That means he can recruit free agents for the Knicks. We all know how this works. We know how Team USA works. You build bonds. You have little conversations like, hey, wouldn't it be nice if you joined me in the Knicks colors and we played in MSG together? That is one of the reasons that I want to see Julius Randle on this team, in addition to the fact that he gets buckets and can bring home a gold.
But also, you want the ascension of young players rewarded. So I'm glad Giannis is in the finals and he re-signed with the Bucks prior to the year and get rewarded. I'm seeing Devin Booker get rewarded. In this year's playoffs, Trae Young, the way he led the team. Julius Randle, the way he led his team. It would be awesome to see those two guys from the Eastern Conference in particular get rewarded.
Absolutely. Now, we have a new coach in Dallas. It is Jason Kidd, and he spoke about Luka and KP playing together, specifically KP, and here is what the new coach, Jason Kidd, had to say.
He's healthy, right? This isn't a time where he's coming off an injury. I think he's really excited about this opportunity. I think he's a perfect fit for Luka. I think he's excited. He's ready to work, and I think you're going to see a different KP.
Well, we heard about some tension in the locker room between these two. We heard about some grumblings that KP wasn't happy with his role. Do you think that everything's all good and this is a perfect fit, just like Coach Kidd said?
Styles make fights. And if you intimately watch the Dallas Mavs play, you can tell that KP and Luka just don't have the kind of connection that you and I have. How about that? Now, basketball-wise, their skill sets, like Jason Kidd said, do fit to a T. But here's what happens when a player ascends so fast the way Luka did. He went from being like an all-star level player to like one of the elite all NBA caliber players. And so when you play alongside that guy, now you got to get in where you fit in, not the other way around. So KP in the bubble was crushing it. 30 plus points, playing like a unicorn. But when you're in and out of the lineup, and then Luka ascends the way he does, you ain't gonna now take the ball out of his hands and say, hey, slow it down. Less shots for Hardaway. No minutes for Brunson. And change everything because you don't know if he's gonna be in and out. We need Finney Smith for his defense. Like, you start to build your roster and your team's personality as the year goes. So now you can't just be like, oh, okay, let's post up Porzingis 8 times a game and take the ball out of Luka's hands. It just didn't work like that. So now with a new coach and a new system, I anticipate these guys having more cohesion on the floor, and they're going to start to look more like a dynamic duo than we anticipated.
I mean, I loved it when this duo formed because it feels like they have complementary skill sets. KP was a unicorn when he was in New York because he was hitting deep threes, blocking shots, and getting some of those post-ups, but it just hasn't materialized the way that we expected it to or wanted it to. We'll see if Jason Kidd can unlock this duo. Is Dame Lillard on the move from Portland? There are some rumors. We'll tell you exactly what they are right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Don't want to miss it. Clock Eastern Saturday night on ABC. Pivotal game 5 between the Bucks and the Suns. Who will take the series lead? Find out. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, while all eyes in the NBA are on that big game 5 Saturday night in Phoenix, there are some rumors bubbling under the surface. Henry Abbott, our former colleague, now of True Hoop, he said that Dame Lillard in the coming days could request a trade from Portland. Do you think Dame really wants out of Portland?
I would not be surprised, Jacoby. Watching how a few of those playoff runs have ended as Dame has ascended to being an elite player in the game, an all-NBA performer, one of the most clutch performers that we've seen in the history of the playoffs, and a guy that's looking around the Western Conference like, are we really good enough to compete? So I got plans for you, Dame. Let's make this a win-win. Chauncey Billups is still going to be a great coach. He's going to do a great job with the Portland Trail Blazers. But if you leave, Dame, go to the East. Follow KD. Follow James Harden. Follow Kawhi Leonard, his 1 year in Toronto. Go to the East. He automatically makes a team a contender in that conference.
Whether they trade Dame or not, it's pretty clear that something needs to change in Portland. Whether that means you trade CJ McCollum to sort of like just change the dynamic of the roster, or if he really requests a trade and you trade Dame, you've got to get a lot back if you are the Portland Trail Blazers. So excited.
Detroit,
we'll be back
Dame.
On Monday to talk about Game 5.
Come
in the
to
NBA
the D,
Finals.
Baby. You know Detroit is just like Oakland.